film called Home is Jan Arthus Bertrand's vision of the environment, shot exclusively from above, a collection of astounding aerial images from over 50 countries that remind us of just how beautiful and fragile our world is. It's the directorial debut of Jan Arthus Bertrand, whose books of photographs from above have become international bestsellers, narrated by Glenn Close. And there's also a companion book from Abrams called Home, A Hymn to the Planet and Humanity. Since its release in 2009, Home has been shown free of charge to over 400 million people across five continents. And Mr. Arthus Bertrand is in New York to open a one-week run of free screenings at the Village East Cinemas in Manhattan, running from the 4th through the 10th. And I'm very pleased that it brings him to our studio today. Hi.
Bonjour, monsieur.
And I understand you were inspired to make this film by seeing Al Gore's movie about
I brought the movie of Al Gore in France to the French Assembly, and we showed the movie in front of the minister and all the deputy. And I was amazed how the people was completely concentrated on the story and on this black room, and everybody was looking at the movie. And I think I decided at this time to do a movie because it was the perfect things for the meaning of what we want to do. I think the film was the best, better than photograph, better than TV show. I have a TV show in France. The film is something else, you know, the large screen and all together thinking of the same thing, you know, the public together.
Well, some of the images are so beautiful that at the beginning I wondered whether they were photoshopped. But this is all the way the world really looks from above?
I think the planet is a piece of art. And I love to fly. Every time I'm flying, I'm amazed by the beauty of the planet. And then the movie is a contrast between the beauty of the planet and the impact of man.
You got involved in shooting from above when you were in a balloon in Kenya?
Yeah, when I began my work of photographer when I was in Kenya, and when I was 30, I was studying lions in Masai Mara, doing a behavior, you know, study of lions. And to make my living, I was flying the hot air balloon with the tourists. So I was in a balloon explaining to the people, this is an elephant, this is a lion. And I discovered how important to see the world from above. You have a completely new perspective and you understand you understand things you cannot see from the ground. You see from above and also you think from above, you know, from a perspective, different perspective.
Are there ideal heights?
Sorry?
Do you want to go very high or do you want to stay pretty close to the ground?
On the movie, we are filming sometimes 5 meters on the ground and sometimes 2,000 meters, you know, which was the best distance to show the thing nicely.
And now I assume you shoot from helicopters.
Yeah, we were using some very sophisticated camera high definition. In fact, it's made by military the American army. We have a problem because some country is forbidden to bring the camera. Like in China, we cannot bring this camera because it's like, you know, secret. I don't know. It's a Cineflex camera made in Los Angeles, an amazing camera because it's no vibration at all. In fact, when you go inside the movie, you forget completely you are from the air.
And because you're in helicopters, you're moving at a certain pace, the whole feeling almost has a meditative. The film has a meditative feeling to it.
You saw the movie?
Yes.
Ah, yes. I'm happy you say that because I think it's something spiritual in the movie. We speak a lot about love, about moral, about ethic. And from the air, you see the thing, not like God, but you see, you know, you see the thing from above and seeing from a new perspective.
Well, were you shooting with a script in mind or did you just shoot anything that you found interesting and eventually figure out how to put it together?
It was an amazing story because we it was an expensive movie, you know, and the movie was paid by a sponsor. So we have no commercial issue on the movie. We have not money to have back. This was really freedom completely. And I want to tell this fantastic story of the life on the earth and the fantastic story of our story. In fact, home is our story. We are a fantastic species, what we invent, what we have done, agriculture, city, culture. I want to show that and also what is going to happen now because we live in a deny. We don't want to believe what we know. And in this movie, we trying to show. I'm not at all pessimistic. I think it's too late to be pessimistic. We have no time to be pessimistic. We have to act. And this movie, to show how beautiful our planet, how clever we are, but we are going in a catastrophe. We don't change our way of life.
Well, you call the film Home because the planet is our home. And for a long time, the planet determined the way we lived. You're saying now we're determining the way our home is developing, and it could be catastrophic, even if you're not a pessimist.
You know, we still have the time to change. I don't want to look below me, derrière moi. I want to look in front of us, and we can change. We still have half of the forest. We still have a lot of fish in the ocean. We have still a lot to do. The problem that when I'm born, we were a little bit more than 2 billion. Now we are 7 billion, and we are the model of the world. Everybody wants to live like us. It's impossible.
Do you think that, to some degree, the fact that you show the world to be so beautiful that you're working against your main intention here, which is to say that we're destroying this?
I think, you know, to be an ecologist, to be involved like me, to be an activist, first is to love life. If you love life, you see the beauty everywhere, and you see the beauty of man, and you see love everywhere. And on this movie, we speak a lot about love. You know, I think we don't love enough each other. You know, we don't love himself. We don't love enough the planet, you know, the life around us. And this movie, I think the last word of the movie is together. We're going to succeed only if you work together.
Although there are many people who don't want to work together, and we'll get into that in just a moment. My guest is Jan Arthus Bertrand, whose latest project is a film. He's been a still photographer until now. His film is called Home. It's narrated by Glenn Close, and it is being shown free, something that you don't have happen very often, at the Village East Cinemas in Manhattan.
And I will be there every day to speak with the people. I want to share.
Now, this has been shown free all over the world.
Yes.
Why has it taken so long to come to this country? The film is 2 years old, isn't it?
I think in America, free something is negative. You know, if you, I don't understand really. I have not the answer of that. I don't know. In so many countries, the film were very successful. Perhaps we don't find the right people. So I hope we can find the right people now in New York.
would theaters have been willing to show the film if you charged a certain amount of money?
No, we don't charge. We give the film free. So.
Well, I think that you should probably show it at Lincoln Center at the David H. Koch Theater because he has endowed the theater for opera and ballet, but he and his brother say there is no such thing as climate change.
I don't understand you, sorry.
It doesn't matter. But there are some very powerful people in this country who are still arguing that there is no climate change.
No, it's impossible.
But you have filmed climate, the effects of...
When you think what happened last year about Pakistan, 20 million refugees on flood, it was, I think, the biggest natural catastrophe for 50 years. When you see the fire in Russia, when you see today is impossible not to believe in the climate change. You can say, okay, something natural, the man is not responsible. But anyway, you know, the way... how we live, and we know when you speak about greenhouse, and I think we are not guilty, we are responsible. You have to understand that 7% of the population of the world, us, a rich country, emit 50% of the green gas. So we are not guilty, we are responsible. We have to think about that. And I think commitment makes you happy. To act makes you happy.
When you started shooting still photographs from above, from helicopters, were you already thinking as an environmentalist, or is this something that developed over the years?
You know, when I began this work to fly really seriously in 92 was the time of the Rio conference, when all the chief of state came to Rio. I decided to do a big story for the year 2000. And this work on the planet changed my life completely. Changed my life because I discovered the beauty of the planet. I was, you know, I'm really in love with landscape. I'm in love with the planet. Something is strange. I saw the impact, our impact on the planet, you know, city, road. We can see now we are a lot. I spoke a lot to the scientific, and all the scientific are worried on the ground, so I became worried myself. I see the fantastic work of NGOs, people working on the field, doing things, you know, acting. And I think these people are not pessimistic. They do things. I want to be part of this family. And you can see on the eyes on the people who are acting, how are they happy? You have to have something more. And I want to be on this family again. And also, the worst thing I see, or the perhaps the things I understand, that today is close 2 billion people. You have to know that 2 billion people in the world work with the planet, the Earth, only to feed their family. And these people are already suffering of climate change. And I'm responsible of that. I'm not guilty, but I'm responsible. And everybody can do something. I'm a filmmaker. I'm doing a film. An architect are doing a house. An engineer can build a house. And a restaurant can do, I don't know. Everybody can do something in his life. You can do small thing or big thing. But it's nice to act.
And some people, architects and the like, are doing things with a sense of creating a greener planet. This is was a carbon offset movie, as has all your work been in the last 10 years. What's carbon offset?
You know, when you fly in helicopter, you are part of the problem yourself. You emit green gas. So in my foundation is Good Planet. We do a carbon offset. I calculate the carbon we emit, and we give back. But for example, in India, we have built the generator doing electricity with gas, you know, biogas, and we have done I think 5,000 biogas in a family. So people don't use diesel, petrol to make energy. They use shit of animals, of agriculture garbage to do energy. So this is carbon offset. And now, I think everybody have to do carbon offset if you do the plane or things like that. I think it's a good way to do some things.
You mentioned the problems you had in China because they didn't want you to use a certain camera. Was that the only country where you ran into bureaucratic red tape?
We had a problem in America when I was shooting The Feedlot in Los Angeles. They put us in court because they don't like we shoot this. In Argentina, we went in jail for 2 days because we were filming a dam with a lot of corruption. In India, we have a lot of problems. India was one of the worst countries to fly. We had they kept 50% of the film. They say, okay, there's no poverty in India. There's no way you show this to all the world. And in Dubai, when they saw my name on the list, they said, no way this guy is going to film Dubai. So I went to Dubai on another name, because we put Dubai in a film.
They were unhappy with what you had done earlier?
Yes, because they know me. I'm an activist. And, you know, but things change a little bit. I think it was difficult for me to work 10 years ago, but now people accept. You know, I was in Cancun to the COP16, you know, for the climate change meeting in Mexico. And I was surprised how the thing changed. I remember last year in Copenhagen, it was not the same. People know now the climate change. People know now we can do something. People know now the effect. And they're ready to find a solution together.
Well, even in Cancun, nobody came to any real agreement.
You know, it's a long story. You know, even in your family, it's difficult to have an agreement with everybody. So you have to imagine with 7 billion people. I think it was very close an agreement.
Al Gore convinced you and a lot of people with his film. And then the attacks started. Have people been critical of you?
Yes, sure. Yeah, because I take helicopter, I take plane. It's not, you know, skepticism and cynical, mainly in France. But I accept the critique, you know. In fact, when you do things, okay, you can be critical. We have to accept critique. That's normal. But, I love my job. I love what I do. I'm so lucky to do it. I have to say, I like this movie. I love to show my movie. I love to discuss with the people. And also to exchange, you know, because we are going to find the solution together. It's very important. We have not a solution to what is going to happen. What we have to do is together we have to work.
You've also done a series, as I said, of books, of still photographs. Are you working on another one?
I've done, in fact, a book on New York. The book was in France In France. We sold out in 1 month. I was amazed. And the book is going to be printed with Abrams this summer, I think so. I love New York. In fact, it's three cities in the world I love to fly. It's Paris, Venice, and New York.
I've been in a helicopter over New York, and it was one of the great thrills of my life.
Yes, and it's beautiful city. The architecture here is amazing.
Jan Arthus-Bertrand is the director of Home, which is narrated by Glenn Close and distributed in this country by 20th Century Fox, surprising. Yeah. And there's also a book from Abrams called Home, A Hymn to the Planet and Humanity. The film will be shown for a one-week run at the Village East Cinema in Manhattan, February 4th through the 10th. Thank you so much for being on
Free admission.
Show. Free admission.
This is nice.
Come one, come all.
And you can see the movie on YouTube. It's free on YouTube.